are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is your voice for freedom and democracy.
Hello, that's your frequency. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your symbol for the future. It is your symbol of hope. This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your voice for liberty.
Hello, you are on the right way. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Rhino International Africa News.
It's the 21st of November 2003. This is Stephanie on the microphone, and today we only have the news headlines. The LRA spokesman's brigadier denies the forces have no intentions of either killing people in Lango nor any religious leaders. 13 Christian churches, including the St. Peter's Catholic Parish Church, were set ablaze in the past few days in a remote northern Nigerian town following new inter-religious tensions. The government of South Africa says that within 5 years it wants to be able to give medical care and free drugs to every South African who needs HIV or AIDS treatment. Reacting to the most recent terrorist attacks carried out in Istanbul, Turkey, the Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls declared that the barbarous logic of terrorism only causes the death of innocents and destruction. Furthermore, it worsens the problems that it intends to resolve. So this for the news. And we're coming now to our daily program. And the reason why we only have the news headlines today is we have a very long and large interview with a very special person we were able to interview. And this is an interview with the LRA Chief Political Commissioner, Brigadier Kolo. And this is a very rare opportunity for understanding the LRA. For this matter, we will broadcast the whole text of the interview. And this is our daily program, and we hope you will enjoy it. Thank you.
Okay, can you introduce yourself, stating rank, name, and role within the LRA?
Yes, I'm called Brigadier Kolo Sam. I'm the Chief Political Commissar of the Lord's Resistance Movement, Tuak Army.
How many years have you been in the bush?
I've been in the bush for now 18 years.
Well, a lot of times the LRA has been referred to as a cult of armed band of extreme religious fundamentalists. Everyone say that you have no vision. They say you have got no aims and goals. Now, can you outline the reasons as to why LRA are fighting?
I'm very glad you asked that question. You know, LRA is not any of what you have mentioned. LRA is not Christian fanatics or Christian cult or whatever it is. Those are just propaganda of NRF government.
So what is
the truth of the matter is that the aim of the war is to remove the government of Uganda under Museveni.
And what do you intend to do after you have removed the government of Museveni?
Simple. Give Ugandans back to Ugandans. That is to restore the rule of law in Uganda. To restore the rights of the people of Uganda.
Well, what reasons do you have for not gaining any further ground towards the seat of power, which is Kampala? Because you have been around north and east for all these years.
gentlemen, let me tell you, war is not like playing football. Even the Mandela, the South African, fought for almost years. Mandela was in prison and he stayed for 26 years, struggling to bring independence in South Africa. Garang in southern Sudan has fought now almost for 20 years, and LRA has fought for 18 years. It does not make sense that they are not overthrowing the government. We are on our move to Kampala. Now we are in Toronto. Next time you will hear us in Bali.
Well, you are accused of committing several atrocities in Uganda, in northern and eastern Uganda. They say you have been abducting children who are working within your fighting ranks. What comment do you have to say about children who are alleged to be within your fighting ranks? Do you have children there?
You know, this war, as I told you, has lasted for 18 years. The children we have are the orphans whose parents have been killed by the government of Uganda. The children we have are only for self-custody. We have never abducted children. The children that we have are our children, are the children who are with their nephews, their relatives. They have no place to go.
Now, do you engage them in combat?
We know the rights of the children. Children under 18, they are never in war. Only those who are 18 above the age of the international laws on regarding children. We don't take children on war zones or in war areas. They are just in our camps or in our bases. These are just wrong. We don't take children to war.
Now, since the Operation Iron Fist began, your forces have been operating in Lango, Teso, and sometimes in the West Nile region. Do your soldiers wear military uniforms similar to that of the Uganda Army?
Not really exactly. We are guerrilla fighters. We don't have uniform of our own.
So who are the people dressed up in military uniforms killing people in Lango?
These are UPDF. They are Uganda People's Defense Forces killing people in Lango, killing people in Acholi. They are the same forces who have killed people in southern Sudan, in Congo, in Rwanda. This UPDF, you know what Museveni is. He is using the tactics he used during the Luero war, whereby he goes and kills the local people and blame them and blame it on the government of Obote, just to derange the support of the people from the government. The same top tactics he's using now. He goes and kill around and then blame it on LRA. This is total nonsense. LRA has never killed any person. We are fighting people's war.
Well, they say whenever the people dress up in military uniforms are killing in Lango, they say they are avenging the death of Tabule. So they make it sound like it is you. Do you have any comment about that?
Let me tell you, why should we kill Lango in particular? Why should we target Lango? Why should we kill people in Teso? That's nonsense. You see, if we wanted to kill civilians, or if our war was really targeted civilians, as they say, do you think this war would have lasted 18 years? The whole community, the whole people of Achol, the whole people of Lango, the whole people of Techo would have combined to fight LRA. But this is total nonsense. That's wrong. It is UPDF who are killing the people of Lango. And really, I want the international community to investigate this matter. Who is killing people in Lango? This is totally untrue. It is baseless propaganda. Let them come up with evidence.
Now, why has all the past
to support the allegations?
Well, that sounds very good. Then we'll try to involve the international community, because the LRA now today says no and the UPDF says you, so that leaves us in a very awkward situation. Now, I want to ask you about peace.
Yes.
Why has all the peace initiatives in the past failed? Is it on your part or on the part of the UPDF?
Let me tell you, in 1993, LRA called peace negotiation with the government. It was during Miss Bigombe Atoko, and by then Colonel Watsua was the 4th Division Commander. And that peace talk was frustrated by Kaguta Museveni and his cabals. Again, late last year, LRA wrote two letters, one to Acholi Religious Peace Initiative and one directly to the government of Uganda. The letter was addressed to former Minister of Defense, Amama Mbabazi. But, to our surprise, we had no supply from the government of Uganda. But we went ahead, despite disappointment from the government of Uganda, we went ahead inviting actually peace relative initiative and some members of parliament from Acholi. Those who attended that meeting was Okum Regan and Bishop Odama. So really, Museveni is never serious about bringing to the end of this war. It is Museveni who does not want to speak. It is Museveni who is encouraging this war, not LRA.
Are you interested in peaceful negotiations to end the war?
If Museveni is serious, LRA can talk, but we know Museveni is never serious. If really Museveni wants to take it by terror, he will not be importing guns from America. He will not be buying guns from China or buying helicopter guns from he's not. Movement is not serious about talking peace.
Now, in the new vision, it is reported that one of your commandants, whom I spoke to a while ago, Vincent Oti, it is reported that he has been communicating with Colonel Karanja. Is it Kayanja or Karanja, Chief of Military Intelligence?
It is Colonel Kayanza. No. Vincent is our chairman, number two in the movement. He has never talked to Colonel Kayanza. For what? Why should he talk to Colonel Kayanza? Those guys, you know, as I told you, the government of Uganda survives by lies. They are telling these lies to try to divide the movement, you know? And discourage the support of the people about the LRA. That's wrong.
Since you have been named among the international terrorists after September 11th, how do you feel as a group?
First of all, you must know that LRA is not a terrorist organization. LRA is a liberation movement. This word terrorism just came because Museveni is online. Anybody who posts the government of Uganda is a terrorist. We are not a terrorist organization. That one is only a propaganda which some international community is believing. We are not any terrorist organization.
Now, there is increasing internal and external voices and a lot of pressure for peaceful resolve to the war. You may have heard what they are saying in Uganda and outside. I'm sure you follow news very much. What is your reaction when you hear all these talks gearing towards bringing you to a peaceful table?
I do follow all these talks. But the problem is, gentlemen, I would only wish some international community who are giving aid in form of finance or in form of military equipment to stop. Because you cannot talk when the person you want to talk to is preparing to war. You see, so there are some other international have missed a point. Instead of putting mass pressure to the government of Uganda or on those NGOs who are supporting the government of Uganda, instead they are just trying to talk to NRA to talk. But yet, on the other side, the government is preparing for war. New helicopter gunship is being bought. New mechanized vehicles are being bought in the country. What is it for? A person who wants to talk should at least show good gesture to prove that he's really serious about ending the war.
And what are the good gestures you would show on your part as an LRA that you are willing to talk peace? What would you do to impress the community that you want to talk peace?
We have written to actual religious peace initiative. We have written to the government of Uganda. We have written to the local leaders, that is the Rurimo of Acholi, asking to talk peace.
So would you accept to any involuntary state-sponsored exile of your top commanders as a price for peace for the region in Uganda?
Why should we do that? Why should we do that, gentlemen? We cannot accept to go in exile. And yet the killer man is in Uganda, which even is the headmaster of this killing.
Well,
I would only suggest, I wish you could say the Museveni should accept to step down like Saltele did in the interest of peace. Because the whole problem is the government of Uganda. The whole problem is Museveni. Museveni founded the war. This is the war of Museveni.
So
I would only wish you could. The international community should ask Museveni to resign. Then NRA will stop fighting even tomorrow.
Well, would you, therefore, tell me what you feel? Because you have been given until the end of December to surrender, or the government threatens that it is going to seek for the international warrant of arrest for all of you. Do you have any comment about this? What is your reaction?
Let me tell you. By what means can a government who wants to talk peace try to use those threatening words? First of all, Museveni has not defeated us. He does not even control us. He cannot say if by December we have to surrender. Surrender for what? We are winning the war. We have gained the upper hand.
Can you describe to me?
So what we want?
Yeah.
And you see. On several occasions, Museveni has made those claims that by this and this and this, I'll finish NRA. By this and this, I'm going to kill Joseph Kony. By this and this and this. Those are just empty promises. Empty promises. This does not even back. Does not even make sense. Because for so long, threats have been repeated and over and again. It does not make any sense. And December will come and pass. NRA will still be there. Until we overthrow its notorious dictatorial government of Kaguta.
Well, if conditions are put on the Uganda dictatorship to sit down with you for peace talks, would you then put down your arms and go to the peace table?
If the international
community press him to sit down, would you accept to go to the peace table?
Very well, we will do that because the international community are the ones promoting Museveni or letting Museveni grow horns. Because if on the other hand they are saying NRU talk peace, and yet behind the door they are telling Museveni continue or have this ammunition, have this equipment, how can you talk peace in those circumstances? today, if they start stopping giving it by even condemning him openly, yes, we shall come out and talk openly. We are ready for that.
What are the conditions you want to give the people of Uganda and the international community for you to participate in any peace talks?
Simple. First of all, if the international community wants us to talk freely in the atmosphere of freedom without fear, first of all, they should remove this word of terrorism. Because if they say Eldar is a terrorist organization and this is being accepted by some friend of Museveni, then it will be difficult. But Ugandans know that Eldar is not a terrorist organization. It is a liberation movement. What is going on in Uganda, many people do not want. There is no democracy. You know this very well. There is much mismanagement of the country. There's corruption, there's nepotism, there's sectarism, there's a lot of problems.
Well,
we are fighting to restore this.
Okay. Now, I've been reading some reports which is implicating you, the LRA, to have stolen a radio communication set in northern Uganda. And they claim that in the past you have given very threatening instructions and orders that religious institutions and persons who work there must be attacked and their personnel killed. Now, did you at any time in the most recent past, within the last 7 or 14 days, issue such an order? And if yes, why? If no, then why did you? If no, then you can as well tell us.
You must know that it is religious leaders who are trying to break peace between LRA and the government of Uganda. And it was LRA who wrote to religious leaders asking them to try to coordinate a peace negotiation or peace talk between them. Then how again can LRA turn around and give threatening words to kill them? These are not true.
So
why should we kill them?
So you have no...
They are not our enemies.
You have no intention of hurting any of those religious leaders.
Why should we do that?
Well,
what should we do? And yet they are just innocent people. They are neutral.
Well, now I'm...
Unless tomorrow they turn to be Museveni. If they are not Museveni, why should we do that? That's wrong.
Okay. Now...
We know that these are our mediator.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. And I believe this is very good information to those who may have had this kind of information, that they may rest assured that you do not mean any harm to them. Now, I would like you to describe to us your experiences whenever you have encountered the UPDF.
For example, yesterday, on the 18th, of this month, we encountered them in a place called Abago, where we took the detach. We killed 25 dead bodies. We captured a lot of weapons. They always disorganized and disarray. They can never stand to face an array.
So, do you think that you are gaining or you are not moving an inch?
We are gaining. The other day, in Katakwi district, the other day our forces in Soroti district, the other day our forces were not in Kaberamaido district. Now, there is a brigade in Kaberamaido, there is a brigade in Soroti district. We are advancing, we are gaining, we are in the upper hand. In fact, Iron Fist operation promoted LRA so much that I think Ugandans will soon be free.
Well, what is finally your message to Uganda and the international community?
Yes, my message to Uganda is simple. Ugandans must know that no country, nobody is going to come and remove Museveni for them. It is Ugandans alone and alone that will solve their own problems. If Ugandans are tired with Museveni the way we know they have, let them join up with NRA and remove Museveni. Because if they think In the year 2006, they will defeat Museveni by election, they are in for a surprise. Museveni will do the same tactics, will still vote the way he did in 2002, it will continue to be in the prison of Uganda against the interests of Ugandans. So I advise them that Ugandans must know that it is them alone who can solve their own problem. Let them not wait for America. Let them not wait for Britain. Let them not wait for any other countries of Africa to come and assist them. It is them. Let them do the same example those Ivorians did when they rebelled against General, forgotten this man. When they rebelled, the Ivorians, you know. So Ugandans must do that, for that example. And to the international community, supporting Museveni will not help them. If they invest in Museveni, it's soon going. All their investment is going. So I would advise them to invest in Uganda. They should be patient and should not accept to be misused.
You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa, your only free and independent radio program for Africa. This is your chance to participate, your chance to contribute in a free, uncensored radio program. You can send us an email, a SMS, an audio file MP3. We'll publish your own free opinion. You may call the following number for Germany, 0049, and then 162-885-4486. Again, 0049 for Germany, 162-885-4486. Or visit our homepage. It's www.radiorhino, in one word, .org.
Is the next movement, y'all. Roots, brutal regiment, black thought, mi amo. In this thing for life, yo, and that's final. Kid, you know the title, ain't no reason to remind you how I taught hustle from New York to Brussels. First it hit you in the head and then in all your muscles. Think deep, we call it Rafiki. And to read the definition of a true MC, I'm subsurface, it's hard for y'all to beat me. Check it out.